Is there more to healing than just medicine? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Winning Over Cancer Ministry with Paula Black, who helps people dealing with cancer to heal emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
You know what's amazing to me is that I struggled with depression on and off for years. And constantly when I would go to the doctors, they were prescribing for me antidepressants. And It was like a Band-Aid for me. The emotions were still there, but that's how they knew how to deal with it, was in the physical realm.
Yeah.
And so all through my life, I went through this. When I became a Christian, things started to change. I started to realize we're made up of more than just the physical body. There's other parts to our body that might need healing.
Yeah, when I was younger, I thought, you know, physical is it, and it's just medicine. But as I get older, I'm realizing that we really are much more complex beings than just physical beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have emotions and we have a spirit. Mm-hmm. We need to have healing in our emotions and in our spirit, in the mm-hmm. spiritual realm. And how important that is.
Yeah. And we have a body. So we are a spirit that lives in a body, and we have a soul. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. The body has the senses like taste, touch, smell, all of that. And then we have our spirit. So if our spirit is broken, if we're going through, let's say, depression, and we're just taking a medication for it, you know, that's not going to help. And that's what I found for me, is that when I called out to God and I said, Lord, I need your help. I need you. He said, fight back, resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, what does that mean? That meant that I got into the Bible and I started reading the scriptures and feeding my spirit, because my spirit was so empty. It was depleted. I kept trying to Band-Aid things in the flesh, the physical realm, but the spirit needed life. It needed the word of God. It needed healing emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Yes, I think that is important. And for people who are treating it, you know, just in the physical realm with maybe just drugs, we need to look at the other components as well.
Yeah, if you're struggling, ask the Lord, what area of my life do I need healing in? And he will reveal it to you and help you. Let's hear from Paula Black after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Thornton Family Dentistry and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Thornton Family Dentistry is committed to providing comprehensive dental and orthodontic care to your family, treating every patient as unique and special. They offer two locations for your convenience, 2300 East 120th Avenue, just east of York Street, and 810 East 88th Avenue, just west of Washington. Call them now for an appointment at 303-254-8828. That's 303-254-8828.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Paula Black, and she has a ministry called Winning Over Cancer. She actually beat cancer and has been cancer-free for 20 years and helped so many people. And so we're going to talk to her right now. Let's welcome to the show, Paula. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure to be here.
So, Paula, I understand that you had severe cancer, breast cancer, and basically had 3 to 6 months to live. And after three different surgeries, and during that process of having surgeries, you started to do research on your own. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I began to aggressively research. My husband and I both were learning what cancer is, what the treatments are that the medical system uses, what's the best approach for me to take to try and save my life. Mm-hmm. And through that process, by the time I'd gone through the three surgeries before I started the chemo, I mean, I'd already met with the oncologist. I was all scheduled. I realized that was not the way for me to go, that God had a better way. And it was to rebuild my immune system and help my body do what it was already created to do, which is beat the cancer and get it out of my body naturally.
Wow. So you have this ministry now called Winning Over Cancer. And what is your hope and your goal through this to help people?
Well, first of all, is to help people know that we serve a God that loves them, that He's a good God, that He's a healing God, that He wants them well. And secondly, it's to help people learn how to be good stewards of the body God's designed and given them, so that we can get in agreement with that design and begin to help our bodies live in health and live a long life.
And I understand even through your process, you learned so much that you wrote a book called Life, Cancer, and God. And through that, you talk about different things that you did to help you. What are some key components that helped you as you started learning about taking care of your own body?
I had learned that I'm three parts. I'm spirit, soul, and body. So I had to deal with all three parts of myself. Now, obviously, my body had disease in it, but part of that disease had come from stress in my life. And that was a soulish part of me. So I had to deal with the three parts, healing my body, soul, and spirit. The body part, which had the tumors growing, that's where I had to learn what had caused those tumors. The tumors are just a symptom of disease, and the disease is in my whole system. It's the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. It's at the cellular level. So I had to learn how to bring my immune system back to health. And I did that largely through diet, through juicing, through some exercise, through eliminating toxins out of my body that I had allowed in through processed foods and too much caffeine and a lot of things. And then eliminating stress and handling stress effectively so that that wasn't also stressing my immune system and weakening it. The key was for me to have a strong immune system. And in doing that, my body became healed again and whole.
Now, I understand a lot of people, they end up with cancer. There's a high statistic that you're going to tell us about. And when they come to you, pretty much doctors are done with them. Like, there's no hope. Can you tell me about that?
You know, amazingly, people tend to go with what they already know. They're in panic mode when they hear they have cancer, and they kind of don't stop and reevaluate what they already know. And yet the Bible instructs us to renew our minds and to learn the truth. The only thing I knew was going to chemo and radiation and surgery and all of those things when I had cancer. So I figured that's what I would do until I began to learn otherwise, and I realized there was a better way. So most people that come to us that have been diagnosed, they've already gone through the chemo and they've gone through the radiation, which has only made their problem worse. And now the doctors tell them they're terminal. There's nothing more they can do. So at that point, they look for an alternative approach. And unfortunately, they didn't do that first, because now time is their enemy. They have to quickly try to get their body to recover, even though it's been further damaged by chemo and radiation. And they're running out of time. But we go through a very aggressive approach of body, soul, spirit, where they're juicing and they're exercising and they're getting the nutrients that they need, and they're eliminating all the toxins from their body, and they're dealing with soulish issues like unforgiveness or stress or hurt, those kind of things. And they're getting right with the Lord, with God. They're facing death square in the face. They need to know where they're going to go when they die, whether it's now or later. So we deal with all of those things and try to get them back to optimum health, body, soul, and spirit, all three. And these are people generally that are already told there's nothing more the medical system can do for them. They are going to die. And about 50% of them still pull it off through this approach and live long lives because they didn't run out of time before it was too late. That is the biggest problem, waiting too long when you've done all this other damage to your body and the cancer has spread to other parts of your body. And then trying to do this approach is hard because of the time that you don't have.
Paula, that's pretty amazing, because you're saying that 50% of people who have come to you so far in your ministry who have had terminal cancer, like they only have a certain amount of time, 50% of them ended up getting healed through going through this process with you and the Lord healing them. Is that right?
That's right.
That's amazing.
And so when you have these people that come to you desperate, what is something that you say to them? Like, for instance, if someone's listening now, to give them hope because they're feeling hopeless, like, oh, well, I think I can't do it. I don't know if I can make it. You know, they've got all this negative self-talk or the enemies come against them. What would you say to them, and how could you encourage someone now who's on the brink of death to have hope to live, and what can they do to start helping themselves physically?
You know, God gave me a single verse when I started this process that gave me so much hope, and it's kind of my verse for this book, Life, Cancer, and God, and it is 1 Corinthians 10:13. He says, I'll not give you more than you can bear without making a way of escape. Mm. So he showed me that he had a way of escape for me. He has a way of escape for you. Every person is unique, but God knows you. He knows exactly what it's going to take for you to walk into victory. That's his will for you, is victory, healing, health, victory. So trust him and know that there is a plan for you and he can guide you through that. So you don't have to get overwhelmed with all the don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this. He will lead you to someone who can lead you and help you. He brought people to my life. He'll bring people to your life if you ask him to and start looking for them. But you have to become proactive. You can't sit back like a bump on a log and just say, God, take care of it. Do our children do that? They're grown up. We've raised them. And then they come and say, do my laundry, fix my meals, mm-hmm. feed me, change my clothes for me. No, God expects us to grow up and to take responsibility and be a partner with him. So he will lead us to the truth we need in a way that's not too hard for us. But we have to be responsible to take accountability and do the things that he leads us to do.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, for those who are listening, we have your website, which is winningovercancer.org, and you can connect with Paula there. That's winningovercancer.org. She also has a book, Life, Cancer, and God. And so, Paula, we just want to thank you for being with us and know that people will be definitely connecting with you for some additional help.
Well, thank you very much. Praise the Lord. We hope that many of them find the help that they need.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, Father, we just thank you for just your goodness, Lord, and who you are. We thank you that you are the healer, and that if there's anyone listening who's dealing with cancer or any other illness in their body right now, we just want to take a moment, just extend the power of God. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we're just asking you for our lovely listeners, Lord, for supernatural healing and health to all who are listening right now.
Yes, Lord.
That you just begin to give a wave of your power and of your health and your healing right now, as we just take a moment to receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you that you always are there to restore our souls.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, we turn to you and we love you so much. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. I thank you, Lord, you're going to direct our paths as we seek you. Thank you all for listening. You're listening to Real Life.